Now, how's your funny bone? Well, after all the fun of the Christmas period, it is natural, isn't it, to feel down? I mean, we all feel that way, don't we? It doesn't help with the dark nights and weight gain, especially weight gain with me, and an empty purse, with me. And that can contribute to many of us feeling just bleh, just low. So, how can we banish the winter blues? Well, Maggie Thompson from Stourbridge is holding laughter yoga classes this January, and the first one is tomorrow. She's on the line now. Maggie, good morning.
Luella.
Hello. Do you know, I just brought you up on the screen and you're laughing. You've just got a lovely, lovely face. Good old smile. There you are. Come on, come on. You can talk to me just between you and me. Are you always that cheerful?
Well, it helps having a daily laughter practice. It's something that becomes more and more natural to you the more often that you do
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I think a good old laugh, it's great, isn't it? It just makes you feel
Yes,
better. Now,
it's
laughter
wonderful.
yoga. I know we have talked about this a couple of years ago because I met you
Yes,
then, didn't I? And we talked about it. Now, just remind me how it works.
Right. Well, it's not a case of going to do downward dog or all sorts of weird poses. We do one of the normal yogic poses. It's called the lion laugh, where we put our hands out as if we've got our big claws out, and we stick our tongue out. But that is one of the poses. But we also then make a growling noise, but we laugh growl, so we go, ah!
I mean, actually, from what you just described, I think I'd just start laughing anyway because I'd feel so stupid. But there's.
It does initially perhaps make people feel a little bit out of their comfort zone, but there are so many health benefits to doing laughter. It puts you in a good mood, it reduces stress, boosts your immune system, helps you to connect with other people. It's just so powerful. Something that we're practically born with.
And I mean, is this a new thing and a fairly new trend, or is this part of yoga, actually something that's been practiced for so many years, since God was a boy?
Well, the laughter yoga movement, which was started by Dr. Madan Kataria in 1995, it's coming up to its 20th anniversary next year, 25th anniversary next year. It's laughter therapy has been known quite a bit longer. Because as I say, it does help people suffering from anxiety, from depression, and many other mental health issues, but it's
Yeah,
something
but
that we
what?
can all do,
Yeah, oh, I
but
know. Yeah, tell me. Like I said, I'm always chuckling
yeah.
along the middle of my day. Yeah, telling a funny little
Yeah.
joke. But what? Seriously, Maggie, what's the difference between just putting the telly on and watching a good comedy, or going to a comedy club, or whatever, and this?
Well, it's not an ongoing thing, is it? I mean, if you think about it, how often in a day do you actually find the opportunity to have a really big belly laugh? Okay, if you're going to watch something that's a comedy, yes. But in normal everyday life, we don't often get the opportunity, do we?
No,
So,
that's true. Yeah, that's
yes.
true. And I guess people, who don't get out, don't see people very much. It's difficult, isn't it? I mean, we all sort of we all think to ourselves, well, what's the difference in laughing? But maybe some of us are fortunate that we see people to laugh with.
Yes. The older people who, are more isolated, that sort of thing. But what it entails role-playing everyday activities and laughing while we're doing them. And then that's interspersed by doing deep breathing. So that's what makes it the yogic, because it's the what we call the pranayama, deep breathing, that is the yogic part of it. And by doing the laughter and then the deep breathing, we're doing a continuous aerobic exercise, and it is an aerobic exercise. One person who attended my session yesterday, who was new to it, said, "My goodness me, how about a workout?"
Yeah. Okay. Right. We've got about 30 seconds left. Go on then. Put me through something. As long as I don't have to stand on my head.
Okay. Imagine that you're on your way to work. And you hit a sequence of red traffic lights. Imagine how frustrating that is.
Yeah.
You can
Okay.
feel it? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you come up to yet another one. You've got no control over it. It's telling you what to do. You cannot control it at all. So instead of getting frustrated, you sit there and you laugh at it. You go,
right, okay. Yeah, no, I can see that. And actually, your laugh is very infectious. So I'm not quite sure I'm doing this right because you're making me laugh.
Well, you were, I could hear you.
I'll tell you what, I'll try that next time I'm driving in at 10 to 6 on a Sunday morning and I'm going through red lights. I'll start cackling to myself.
Yeah,
that'll probably
really
do the
works.
Trick.
It really does work.
Well, look, good luck with the yoga class. It sounds great, actually. If anything, it just sounds great fun. So thanks, Maggie, for coming on the show.
Lovely. And it's a great antidote for Blue Monday as well.
Well, we all need that, don't we? Thanks, Maggie. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.